Or hath God assayed to go and take him a nation from the midst of another nation, by temptations, by signs, and by wonders, and by war, and by a mighty hand, and by a stretched out arm, and by great terrors, according to all that the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your eyes? For the arrows of the Almighty are within me, the poison whereof drinketh up my spirit. The terrors of God do set themselves in array against me. Terrors shall make him afraid on every side, and shall drive him to his feet. His confidence shall be rooted out of his tabernacle, and it shall bring him unto the king of terrors. It is drawn, and cometh out of the body, yea, the glittering sword cometh out of his gall. Terrors are upon him, for the morning is to them even as the shadow of death. If one know them, they are in the terrors of the shadow of death. Terrors take hold on him as waters. A tempest stealeth him away in the night. Terrors are turned upon me. They pursue my soul as the wind, and my welfare passeth away as a cloud. My heart is sore pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. How are they brought into desolation as in a moment? They are utterly consumed with terrors. I am afflicted and ready to die from my youth up. While I suffer thy terrors, I am distracted. Thy fierce wrath goeth over me. Thy terrors have cut me off. Their widows are increased to me above the sand of the seas. I have brought upon them against the mother of the young men a spoiler at noonday. I have caused him to fall upon it suddenly, and terrors upon the city. Thou hast called as in a solemn day my terrors round about, so that in the day of the Lord's anger none escaped nor remained. Those that I have swaddled and brought up hath mine enemy consumed. Cry and howl, son of man, for it shall be upon my people, it shall be upon all the princes of Israel. Terrors by reason of the sword shall be upon my people. Smite therefore upon thy thigh,